Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 1st of June, 2023 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person this evening. TT riders stopped for speeding by election in Patrick on the 15th of this month. Is bus vanning putting taxi drivers out of business? Details of the Garth and Peel sewage plants and on the beach or in the sea. Watch out for the giant jellyfish.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fast am I. The mountain section of the TT course is now closed, with the rest of the course set to shut in the next half an hour. There have been persistent issues at Ballacrane traffic lights the last couple of days, and tonight is no different. Officers there are reporting vehicles and bikes are ignoring the bright yellow no waiting cones and are congesting the area towards the Hope. Police say the cones are there for good reason and are clearly noticeable. Vehicle owners are requested to return and move them, or they may receive a parking fine. Specialist firearms officers were used yesterday to help find a high-risk missing person. Police have confirmed to Manx Radio an incident on Lower Dukes Road in Douglas was linked to an appeal for help in finding a man who they've now described as vulnerable. The new steam packet vessel Manxman arrived in Sri Lanka this morning. It will take on fuel and stores in Colombo before departing on the next leg of its journey at around 6 p.m. local time. Further afield, police in the UK have confirmed two children who died in Bournemouth yesterday weren't hit by any kind of boat, nor did anyone jump from the pier. A man in his 40s is being held on suspicion of manslaughter. And a baby donkey, which was stolen from a farm in Hampshire, has been reunited with her mother and its owners. There are your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Siobhan. From the Runnels Way Met Office, there's no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is smooth or slight. And the weather this evening, well, sunny. Light breeze, continuing dry after dark. Overnight minimum is 11. For Jahenya, dry with partial cloud and sunshine. In a light variable breeze, daylight maximum tomorrow 21 Celsius, down to 12 through the night. Into Jasan, Saturday is going to be dry with long sunny spells, top temperature 21 Celsius. Sunsets at 20 to 10 tonight. High water is at 26 minutes before 11. Sunrise tomorrow morning 8 minutes to 5. Low water 2 minutes to 5. And the morning high tide is at 9 minutes to 11.
The Manx Glass and Glazing showroom is currently closed for TT and will reopen on Monday the 12th of June.
The Isle of Man Constabulary says they'll deal with speeding motorists on a case-by-case basis and will use their discretion where necessary. It comes after a TT rider was stopped for exceeding a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit. Tessa Hawley with the story.
Yesterday, Australian racer Rennie Scaisbrook took to social media to claim that he'd been caught riding at dramatically higher speeds than permitted on Manx roads. He shared a photograph of himself with an officer who he says chose not to penalise him, recounting how he was pulled over after being clocked with a speed detection gun. Scaisbrook claimed the police officer had told him, "I just want you to be safe, mate," and went on to pledge to do no more public riding, adding, "The Manx Fairies were looking out for me on that one." The Isle of Man Constabulary has since told Manx Radio that Mr. Scaisbrook was stopped for exceeding the 50-mile-an-hour speed limit, but his speed was not excessive and was within tolerance levels. And Police Constable Louise Kenyuk is warning everybody not to push their limits.
People can be given a warning as a discretion. This person was in the warning, within the warning limit, shall we say, prior to prosecution. So it's adapted by all officers. It's not a getting out of anything. It's not an excuse. It's a discretionary thing to try and work with people to educate and engage. And it's just basically the message is to stay within the limits. The signs are clear. They have the numbers on. So although the post was lovely because this gentleman was thanking us for our engagement and our fairness, it's also getting the message out to people. Don't think that you can push your limits and then get away with a warning. It's not a gamble worth taking. Our enforcement allows us discretion, but it's done very, very carefully on a case-by-case basis.
A by-election for one new commissioner in Patrick's going to be held a fortnight today, Thursday 15th of June. Two candidates standing, Kevin Oliphant-Smith and Richard Jones. Our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper has been speaking to Mr. Oliphant-Smith.
I was asked by some local residents to stand in the area with my previous history of standing for political elections. They thought that I might be someone that's worthwhile representing them.
What was your previous political history then?
So I've stood for several elections in the past, my first being 2012, which was for Douglas Council, Hills Ward. Since then I stood for several other elections, being elected in 2016 to Douglas Council, and then I've stood for a by-election for the Keys, for Douglas South, and in the general election, the most recent one, in Douglas North. Apart from that, I guess I've been involved in working with, alongside, or communicating with members during that whole period of time since 2012. But I just feel that I've still got that passion and the experience from those last 10 years, I suppose.
So what would you try and do, for instance, if you're elected?
Parish of Patrick is, like many other parts of the island, has similar issues. It's all across the island, such as roads, hedge cutting, rubbish, speeding through local villages is a big one. So, there's those little issues as well. But what I'm getting on the doorstep very much is they feel like they don't have a voice. They feel like they're ignored. They're not listened to. There's very much lack of representation there, and I'm hoping to fill that gap.
So what are the key issues then for people in Patrick?
They might be small issues for on the broader spectrum, but to those people, that they're not so small. A lot of people have been bringing up more national issues with me, and I know as a commissioner, if I was successfully elected, that wouldn't necessarily be my scope. However, as I've said to those people on the doorstep, I would still be very happy and willing to push those issues forward to their local MHK or just make a bigger issue of it publicly and get the spotlight on those issues.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
A taxi driver claims the taxi licensing system, along with the way bus services are run, is forcing cab drivers out of the job. Barry Murphy, who's owned a taxi for more than 20 years, is calling for the Office of Fair Trading to investigate.
It's a mess now. Look, I've fought this for 20, 21, 22 years. I've took so much time, and I've been involved in a few other things as well, but I don't know how they're going to fix this now. I genuinely don't know how they're going to fix it. I have sent a message to the OI minister the other day, and I am prepared to sit down with them again because I do understand that the trade. But until at the very least the DOI sit in front of the Environment Committee, and until at the very least Boss Vannon sit in front of the OFT. You know, it's not fair, I don't think. I know Chris very well, but I don't actually think that Chris is pointing the finger solely at the taxi trade and basically saying that the taxi trade is letting the people down at the airport. But the reality is that this has been 21, 22 years of coming about, but it's now you probably notice that the taxi trade doesn't even protest anymore. But that's probably not because things have got any better. They've got worse. Because of COVID, a lot of those taxi operators are no longer operating taxis down the airport, probably. So them licences may or may not be sitting in drawers. And then the other reason is because the Malukars are working in Douglas under the service providers, because that's what the taxi trade have always said. The Act itself was only meant to ever go one way, which was all island. And the taxi trade over the years has always said that if you go all island, the only thing you're going to do is fill Douglas streets with loads of out-of-town cars. Truthfully, what's happened was what was forecasted to happen for very many years. And it's not, well, it is partly the fault of the taxi trade, because maybe the taxi trade should have got on board with the likes of me when I was shouting and screaming about this years ago. But I'm sorry to say, the loser is now the general public when they come out of the airport. But, how you fix that now, I don't know, I ain't got that solution today for you, I'm afraid.
TT racer Mike Booth, who had part of his leg amputated after crashing at last year's event, says the support he's received since the accident is difficult to put into words. Mike Booth crashed on the final day of qualifying at TT 2022, breaking both his legs, and a crowdfunding initiative aided his recovery, raising £90,000. And Booth's return to the island this year, a as part of the commentary team at Radio TT.
It's been amazing. I was a little bit nervous before we started. It was funny. Like last year, obviously, at the beginning of practice week, stood in Parc Fermé. I was mega nervous because I was about to go and race around the TT course. This time, I was nervous because I was about to start doing live radio for the first time. But no, I've loved it. It's been amazing being part of, being able to be part of the event without the sort of stress and strain of bringing a bike. And don't get me wrong, I love racing the bike, but it's great to be involved in the event in a different way.
And you have been back on a bike?
Yeah, I have, yeah. My first time actually back on a bike was at on the Isle of Man. I brought a Triumph over, and the aim was to do a lap around the TT course just to kind of like dispel any demons that there may have been. Unfortunately, I didn't get all the way around because the mountain was closed. They were doing some work up there, but I got three quarters of the way around, and it was fine. A lot of people kind of wondered if there would be any it'd be a bit of a drama getting back on a bike, but it was fine. It was a little bit more difficult with a prosthetic leg, but it was still, I still managed. So,
and what's it been like seeing the racing from the other side, quite literally?
It's been interesting. I've spent my whole life in bike racing paddocks, and usually I'm racing the bike. Now all of a sudden I'm watching all the lads race. I love racing bikes and I love bike racing in general. I love watching it, I love being part of it. So whilst there's a bit of me that's when I see them go off down Glen Crutchley Road and I hear them going up through the gearbox and the bike screaming away, there's a little not thinking, I fancy a little go at that. But to be honest, I feel like it's in my past now, and there's loads of opportunities to remain here, being part of the event without being the one sat on the bike.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Mothership Ben McCree departed Heysham at 3:30 this afternoon. She won't be in to Douglas till about 7:00 tonight. Departing this evening at 8:00 for Heysham, arriving there at 12:45. And the overnight departure from Heysham, 2:15, back to Douglas at 6:00 tomorrow morning. Manannan left Douglas at 2:04. She arrived in Liverpool at 22:05. Will be departing Liverpool at 7:15 tonight, to Douglas tonight at 10:15. Manannan then heads to Liverpool and will be leaving Liverpool at 2:30 a.m. back to Douglas at 5:30 tomorrow morning. And the morning departures, Douglas to Heysham, Manannan at 7:15, and Douglas to Heysham 8:45, Ben McCree.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
And as an addendum, the Steam Packet confirmed that the Manxman was in Colombo, Sri Lanka this morning and actually departed Sri Lanka at about 1:30 this afternoon. So the Manxman, our brand new boat, is on the way from Sri Lanka. Manx Utilities has provided more details about the sewage plant being developed in Garth and Peel. Plans for treatment works in the areas have been ongoing for a number of years. With more now, our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper.
The MU says sewage in Peel will be discharged through the existing outfall, but water quality in the bay will still be rated as good at a minimum. The authority has also stated it is a covered treatment process and has class-leading odour control. Impact on traffic will be small, and sludge removal will be carried out outside of commuting hours, and the MUA says it will work with neighbours to minimise disruption. There are also plans to hold exhibitions for the public to see the scheme. In Garth, the works will not prevent an excellent bathing water quality being achieved in Laxey Bay. However, there are still plans for a combined treatment works that will serve residents in Laxey and Baldrine, and the wastewater will leave through the Laxey outfall. The organisation says it looked at over 50 sites for the treatment works, but settled on Axenfell because the Cairns site was rejected. In the statement, it is suggested the plantation site is a really pragmatic solution and will only cover 2% of the forest area. It also says the treatment works will bring about huge environmental benefits to Laxey Bay because sewage discharge will no longer have an adverse effect on bathing water standards. Following a request from Garth commissioners, the authority is meeting with the Auditor General this month.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 16 minutes before 6, in corporate news, bootmaker Dr. Martin's tumbled as it said it expects lower core margins in 2020. 2024 after extra costs caused by errors at its Los Angeles distribution center and extra investment spending. Pre-tax profit for the year to March fell 26% to 159 million sterling. Revenue jumped by 10% to hit £1 billion for the first time. For a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. Toyota is ready to join forces with a rival and has signed a preliminary deal with Daimler to combine the firm's truck business in Japan. Reuters reports the new company will combine Toyota's Hino Motors and Daimler's Mitsubishi Fuso Truck and Bus Corporation as the companies look to pour cash into research. Among the priorities, funding advancements in zero emissions hydrogen engines and autonomous driving. Toyota and Daimler will invest 50-50 in the merger, which is expected to close by the end of 2024.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed higher and US stocks slipped in early trade. Oil steadied and gold priced higher. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 up 0.6% at 7,490. The DAX in Frankfurt up 0.7% at the close at 15,852. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.33% at 33,011. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index up 0.75% at 13,033. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.6% at 4,205. But the day continues. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling trading at $1 25.2 cents, €1 16.5 cents, and 24 South African rand 56.2 cents. In commodities, gold's up just over 1% at $1,982 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 3.8% at $74.89.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, of the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Changes to parking charges at Ronalds Way Airport have been revised after public feedback. Two price structures will be introduced as part of a 12-month trial. The details from Lewis Foster.
In April, the Department of Infrastructure announced free disc parking was to be reduced from 1 hour to 15 minutes. That's still the case, but only in the new premium parking section. This will be closest to the terminal building. A new standard parking area will let people park for free for up to 30 minutes in the short and long stay car parks. Vehicles displaying a disabled parking blue badge in either area will still be able to park for free for up to an hour. The changes will come into effect Tuesday, the 4th of July.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
The gates to the TT Funfair have officially opened. Co-organiser Jan de Koning's happy to be back. Did he miss being here?
Oh, we were so disappointed because obviously we've had 3 years off because of COVID and we were really looking forward to getting back. I mean, we've been coming here for, this is our 35th year we've been coming to the Isle of Man, notwithstanding the couple we've missed, and we look forward to it every year. And yeah, so we're really pleased that we managed to get the issues resolved and we're back. When we come, we bring a lot of people with us. They stay in hotels, some stay on site, some stay in hotels. We spend in the local economy, we eat in the local economy, we employ some sort of part-time labour that contributes. We put a large contribution into the steam packet, and we pay what we think is a considerable site rent for being on the promenade. That goes to the government. So yeah, we use the local services, we use the local refuse collections, we use the local fuel suppliers. And so yeah, we do our bit.
And are there any new and exciting rides?
This is the tallest mobile ride in the UK, the Booster Max, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's 55 metres high and it goes at tremendous speeds. It's here now and it's setting up on site. So it's just all we're waiting for is the final approvals from the Island HSE. And we're all good to go. Fair times, 12 o'clock till 10 daily. The first day we're going to open at 4, a soft start tomorrow the 1st. After that is 12 till 10 every day. We're just keeping to two entrances this year, one at either end of the fair. That'll be manned by security. We'll have security on patrol and we'll be monitoring the numbers.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, our sports editor, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport, and a sidecar competitor is thanking those that helped after he and his passenger were injured in an incident at the pre-TT Classic. Danny Quirk was left with a broken collarbone following the crash on the Blount course at the weekend on the third lap of the pre-TT Sidecar Classic Race 2, which was subsequently red-flagged. His passenger, Dylan Weston, is receiving treatment in the UK after suffering a dislocated hip and shoulder, as well as breaking both ankles. Quirk posted on social media to thank the officials and medical staff who were on the scene and says the pair will be back. Turning to football, and FC Isle of Man is looking to identify the next crop of young players to potentially join their ranks with an open trial session later this month. The club is inviting applications from local players aged 16 to 22 to take part in the trial, which will be held on Tuesday the 13th of June. Announcing the details, FC Isle of Man says whilst they believe they have a good level of knowledge of the players coming through, we are very aware that we do not know everything and we probably have some blind spots. Furthermore, it's hoped those who take part get to showcase their abilities as well as gain an understanding of the commitment required to compete at Step 5 in the English non-league pyramid. Registration to take part in the open trial is open until 5pm on Sunday the 11th of June. FC Isle of Man are currently due to get their 2023-24 season underway on Saturday the 29th of July in the NWCFL Premier Division, in which they finished 13th in the last campaign. League fixtures are still to be announced. And in athletics, Ollie Lockley was able to translate his recent marathon form as he took victory in the recent Bradder Fell race. In a close contest, Lockley took top spot come the finish just 1 minute and 20 seconds ahead of Sam Jones, who will be one of Ollie Lockley's teammates at this year's Island Games in Guernsey, with Oren Smith completing the top three. Meanwhile, the women's race was won by Nikki Arthur, who placed 15th in the overall standings for the event. Arthur finished just under 3 minutes ahead of the second place female competitor Amber Carriage, with third place in the women's race going to Rebecca Harding.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way tonight, the 5:25 Loganair from Manchester came in 5 minutes late. Next, it's the 10:08 Loganair from London City on time. The 5:08 returning Loganair patient transfer plane from Liverpool on time. And the 8:05 EasyJet from Manchester on time. Oh dear, the 8:25 EasyJet from Gatwick won't be in until 9:20 tonight. So outbound, you've got the 6:00 Loganair to Liverpool showing on time. And just before that, by the way, there's also a delayed departure. The 6:10 EasyJet to Liverpool will be going until 6:00 tonight. Then it's EasyJet's 8:35 to Manchester on time, and the 9:05 EasyJet back to Gatwick delayed until 9:50. On the roads, well, the Burrell Park and the Bungalow closed. The rest of the TT course closes at 6:00 tonight, opening no later than 9:30. Of course, cycling out of hours is prohibited on the mountain throughout the TT period. And Port Erin got delays at that four-way traffic signal at Ballyfeston Road for the new pedestrian crossing, and the Ballymena Road still got face closures for water main replacements at Jerby.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
If you've been to the beach over the last week or so, or maybe dipped your toe in the sea, you may have seen a jellyfish. A number of people have been in touch to say these creatures are dotted around the Manx coast. Manx Wildlife Trust Marine Officer Dr. Lara Howe says the sightings are normal for this time of year.
It's the right time of year now. There is this bloom of jellyfish because they're feeding on the plankton in the water. And there's a big bloom of plankton in the water at the moment. So it's just those natural seasonal cycles that we're seeing. Generally, on the whole, jellyfish aren't a problem. Most species don't sting. We have one species that will give you a mild sting called the lion's mane jellyfish. That's the one with the really hair-like thin tentacles that's kind of creams to sort of brownie in colour. That one would give you a mild sting, nothing too bad. But the ones that we've been seeing a lot of lately are the barrel jellyfish, the really, really big ones with the big, large, chunky tentacles. They're fine. Moon jellyfish as well, they don't sting. But it is worth bearing in mind, jellyfish can sting after they are dead. So if you do find one washed up on a beach and you're not sure which one it is, I still wouldn't recommend touching it, just to be on the safe side. They're not a small jellyfish, but they're not massive like the big barrel jellyfish. And they're usually the bell, the sort of the dome on top is usually like a cream through to kind of colour, and they have very long, thin, fine hair like tentacles, really, really thin and very, very long, and they're the ones that could give you a sting. Whereas, like I said, the barrel jellyfish are the really big, massive ones with the big, thick, kind of chunky looking tentacles. There's only about 8 of them, and then you get the moon jellies, so they're the clear ones that have the purple little rings on the top, and they're fine, but sort of ones that have got that sort of colour and those really long, got tens of hundreds of fine tentacles, they're the ones to avoid. We've obviously got the first sighting for a basking shark as well, because there's lots of plankton in the water.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
Well, somebody was trying to spot jellyfish or dodge them was a former army captain swimming to the Isle of Man from Whitehaven. He's completed his mammoth journey. His name's Adam Diver, and he took on the challenge to raise money for the mental health charity Healthier Heroes. He arrived at Port Moore at Mackled about 3 o'clock.
It's amazing. I feel very emotional at the moment. It's been a really tough few days. I've got a great team behind me. Kevin Gray, Andy, Lisa, John, Danny, and the team at Healthier Heroes. Everyone really's involved. And it's just been amazing. It's just, yeah, just say thank you to the Isle of Man. It's a wonderful place, and thanks for having me.
You did this to raise awareness for mental health, and you also raised, I think, over £8,000 so far.
Up to 11 now.
It's up to 11. Wow, up to £11,000. How does, you know, hearing that figure?
Amazing. It's amazing that all the people have donated, and I know it's such a difficult time for everyone. And so to put the hand in the pocket to raise money for mental health, it's just amazing. And that's what we're doing now. We're raising awareness for you doing this. It's just been fantastic.
And you also had one of our island residents, yes, David Higson, join you. He's also a campaigner for mental health awareness. So to have someone else, a fellow mental health campaigner,
it's just amazing. Just seeing his face out there. I didn't know who the person was. I said his little boy, and he said he'd join me for the last mile. Was just fantastic. So yeah, just I'd like to probably sit down and have a drink with him one day and have a chat.
What was the hardest part?
The hardest part was all of it. it wasn't nice at all. But he's done now, and somebody else come and beat me.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Rhiann Evans. No airmail's going to leave the Isle of Man tonight due to staff sickness. Local to local and sea mail will be unaffected. Stick around, we're in the archive with Judith Leigh after 6 o'clock, and Tom's here with the big hits at 6:30, and I'll be back tomorrow at 5:30.
WINT.